stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, so I fucked up, man.
Way to go,
Sam. I totally fucked up. We're going to have to redo this.
That's okay.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, September 27th. I totally fucked up the intro, man, because I don't remember. I thought I had the same screen, but I don't.
What a
pain. So what are we going to do about
that? We are already off to a horrible start. Way to go, Sam. Seriously. I'm sure the listeners aren't really going to be that upset about it.
Yeah, maybe nobody noticed.
Who knows? They don't give a crap. Yeah. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning and welcome to the show. I'm still trying to figure out what I did wrong here, but I guess it doesn't matter, does it?
No, we're on, we're good.
And you are Stephanie, so.
You know what?
It's not.
This has been one hell of a morning. You seriously are not going to believe what happened to me.
Well, I can't wait to hear.
I'm like beside myself right now.
Really?
So, yeah. Well, first of all, you know, my head has been in so many crazy places, a lot going on right now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm on my way driving here. Mm-hmm. First of all, I made like 3 wrong turns.
Really?
Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm worried I was going to be late. Obviously, I'm not late. I'm on time.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm driving. I'm memorizing my lines. I tend to do that when I have an audition or a project that I'm working on. I'm kind of memorizing lines while I'm driving. Anyway, I'm trying
Does it work?
Oh, yeah, it does. It absolutely does. Yeah, because you're focusing and then you're trying to say these out loud. Oh, it works perfectly. It's grand.
Cool.
Grand idea. I recommend it. Anyway, so I'm moving into the right lane, trying to get off Sepulveda Boulevard exit. And, you know, there's a lot of traffic. So I'm scooching in. You know, there's this really smoking Mustang in front of me, kind of distracted. All right. Uh-huh. Still scooching in. So I'm looking to the right so that I can get into the other lane because I'm trying to go through 2 lanes right now.
Right.
You know, the lane I'm currently in is literally not moving at all. So I quickly move. Boom. Boom.
Oh, my God.
I hit the Mustang.
Wow.
Sam, I seriously hit the frickin' Mustang.
Really?
So all of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? Way to go, Stephanie. Way to go. I'm such a clumsy person. The Mustang was not even moving. It was, how can I hit it? I hit a car. I got in an accident. And the car wasn't even moving. Like, I am such a clumsy person.
Were you, like, behind him or what?
I was behind. I was trying to get into another lane.
Right.
And I hit him.
Wow.
I hit him. So, anyway, we're moving to the right, you know, all the way to the side to see what happened to his car, what happened to mine. I was for sure that I damaged his car. Because
yeah.
I hit it pretty hard.
Wow.
I did.
But you weren't going that fast.
No,
yeah.
No, but I'm really bad. Like, I literally pushed on my gas to really go into the next lane.
Wow.
Like, I was trying to chug it over.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, I hit the Mustang. Anyway, so we're on the side of the road. I get out. I apologize to him. You know, I'm very sorry. That was just a total brain fart, stupid move of me.
Right.
So we're looking at the back of his car. There's literally not even a scratch.
Wow.
I got so lucky.
Wow, you are lucky.
Yeah. So I look at mine, and I'm like, oh my, there's literally not a scratch on mine either.
Wow.
I got so lucky. Trust me.
You
especially
really did.
With my history of bumping cars. Like, this is not the first time, people. You want to watch out when I'm on the road. Anyway, so I told him, you know, kind of in a rush, you know, I've got a radio show I have to get to, but here's my card. If you do end up seeing any damage or whatever on the back, just email me. I'll send you my insurance information, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, okay, that's fine. That's cool. He was a really sweet guy. Mm-hmm. I really appreciated it, you know? Yeah. Other people would be pissed off, you know, thanks for starting my morning off bad.
Well, it depends what kind of mood they're in, you know?
True.
You never know.
He seemed to be in a good one. Yeah. Thank God I was looking pretty hot today, too. You know, normally I come in here with my pajamas and glasses and no makeup.
So you find that that helps you, huh?
Well, you know, it didn't hurt, that's for sure, because I have an audition after this, so I had to get ready this morning. Couldn't be lazy. So he ends up also giving me his business card, and I just take it real quick. I'm like, thank you so much. Sorry for the inconvenience. Talk soon.
Right.
I get in my car. I look at the business card. He's a big-time producer.
Oh.
I'm not going to say any names because I don't want to throw anything
out
there.
So how did you know? I mean, do you know the name?
Yeah, I recognize the name, and the business card had ever, you know, first of all, I didn't recognize the name immediately. I looked at what he did, and it was he's a producer and director.
Right.
And then the name sparked to me, and it's just kind of funny. How random is that?
That's very random.
So now I'm hoping he contacts me. Hit me up, man. He was so calm.
Or you can contact him.
That's true. I can, you know? Remember the girl that hit your Mustang? Didn't make a scratch, though?
Was that a new Mustang?
It looked very brand new.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of Mustangs, but that one was a nice one. So, you know.
Yeah. I've got the brand new ones, too. One
nice.
Of them. And I had a little incident, too. I mean, it was a very rainy day. We ran into Menchie's to get some frozen yogurt.
Yummy.
And, you know, we come back out, and it was one of the rainiest days this winter, you know.
Oh, no.
So it was totally... You know, so you couldn't really see far. And we're walking towards my car, and the front end didn't look right to me.
Oh, no.
So we're, like, coming closer, and I see my whole fucking bumper and the front end is on the ground.
Oh, I would be so livid. Did they leave their insurance in for anything?
So she left a note. It was all soggy because of the rain.
Oh, no.
But I managed to get the phone number out of this, and... I remembered from the corner of my eye there was like this big SUV parked in front of me. And apparently what happened is she tried to back into a parking spot, you know, by the meter, by the curb.
Mm-hmm.
And she hit my car totally.
Oh, man.
I was so freaking pissed. Yeah. And the side fender was bent and stuff. So
oh, man.
I was pissed. But it was so nice that she left the information.
Thank God.
It,
because you know what? People, karma is a bitch.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, and she tells me, she told me on the phone, she says, God, you have such a nice car. And I felt so bad. I'm like, yeah, so bitch, you know?
You do have a nice watch one. Yeah, seriously.
So watch what you do and where you go, you know?
Yeah, for once, I would like it to be the other side where it's the other person's fault. But for me, it's like I'm constantly bumping into people's cars. Yeah. Left and right.
You get distracted, huh? I mean, look, if you repeat the lines and everything.
I know. I need to just stop doing that, you know? Stop it. Because what happens is I end up really getting into the character.
Mm-hmm.
And so I naturally kind of start... I do. I get distracted and I'm in the script, whereas I should be driving.
Yes.
And instead, I'm like fighting a war. And it's just horrible. Oh, man.
Yeah.
But thank goodness, you know, his car was not damaged. Mine wasn't. I really lucked out.
Yeah, you really did.
Thank God.
So are you an impatient driver? I mean, do you change lanes quite often? And
yes. Like you know, and here's the thing. Like, I'm not even a bad driver. I know every girl says that. I'm really not. I'm very alert. But I just make stupid mistakes. I don't know. The accidents I've been in have all been stupid little flubs where I just accidentally bump into somebody or they bump into the back of me.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. Nothing major.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely I wouldn't say I have major road rage, but... Mm-hmm. I like to get places and get there quick. And if you're in my way, you know, you're wasting my time.
You're going to go around them.
And time is money. Yeah.
Yeah. And you see, when I look back, most of my accidents were because of my impatience. You know, I would like try to change lane and too fast or too slow and whatever, you know.
Honestly, though, this morning's accident was just the stupidest. Like, I could not have been more stupid, you know. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Wow.
I mean, that guy, I want to know what's going on in his head. It's like, dude, how do you not see me here?
Uh-huh.
You're changing a lane. There's traffic. Horrible.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I mean, once I had an accident a couple of years ago when I was driving down the street and I saw a nice pair of legs.
Awesome.
With a miniskirt. So I'm like looking over there. Suddenly, bam, you know. ahead of me, you know?
That's horrible. That reminds me,
that was embarrassing.
Guys can be pigs, and I'm not talking about you, Sam.
No, I can be a pig, too, or at least a dog. Yeah,
yeah,
go ahead.
Seriously. I was on a motorcycle once with a friend of mine, and I just, you know, I like observing. Mm-hmm. And I saw to the right, or to the left of me, another car with a guy, and then the girl was in the passenger seat. You could tell, like, they were, you know, they're not friends. They were in some kind of relationship. It was, you know, something, you know, they were holding hands and stuff. Mm. Anyway, this girl's crossing the street on the crosswalk, shaking her booty. This guy, I mean, seriously, he did not just look. He did a double look. And then he, like, literally turned his head completely around.
Yeah.
And kept looking at her ass.
Wow.
I'm thinking, and this girl, meanwhile, is totally oblivious.
And how are you aware of all this stuff that's going on? You're in another car or something?
Well, I was on a motorcycle.
Oh, on the motorcycle, yeah.
Yeah, we were riding
but
for a
But you somehow already figured out they were in a relationship.
Well, they were holding hands, you know, there was something going on.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, that guy is like, I'm a very observant person. This is why dating doesn't go so well with me, because I'm constantly, like, I know when people are lying or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I read body language pretty well.
I know, but I don't do that stuff. I mean, if I'm with a woman, I'm not going to go ogling over another woman.
Sure.
You know? It's just not.
I hope not. That's
cool.
What they all say.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I believe you.
No, I mean, you got to have a little tact, you know?
Of course. But that was just sick, that guy. Come
yeah.
on. It's like, no respect.
I know.
I would have bitch slapped him. You hear me? Pow!
But I get distracted by women all the time while I'm driving, and that's not a good thing.
That
you know?
Isn't. Gosh, and you need to be careful, man.
Yeah, it's embarrassing when you get into an accident because of
that's
it.
Horrible. Yeah, that's just sad. At least I was trying to change lanes. I wasn't checking out a man, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, man. It's funny.
Yeah, and people will always, like, stop suddenly in front of you, you know, when you're at least ready for it.
That's the worst.
So you can't get your eyes off the road, man.
No siree.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So maybe something good will come out of it. And,
yeah.
It's you know,
so
maybe
funny.
It wasn't random after all.
Right.
Know?
It was very weird. Life is just so weird to me. But, yeah, and I noticed him, like, when I was getting in the car and I finally looked at his business card, he kept looking at mine because I gave him mine as well.
Uh-huh.
So it was just funny. I think he actually wanted to talk to me about it, but I was too rushed. I had to get here.
Right.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
You know what drives me nuts, though, when I'm stuck in traffic in L.A.? Do you like the Prius, the Toyota
no,
Prius
I'm
hybrid?
No, I'm crazy about them.
Hybrid, I'm saying hybrid.
Yeah. Is that what you
oh
have?
Oh, my gosh. No, I have a beautiful Nissan Versa, you know, which they're so cute. They look tiny.
Uh-huh.
They're very deceiving. They're huge on the inside.
Uh-huh.
They're cool. Very spacious cars. Anyway, but everybody in L.A. has a Prius.
Yes, it seems like that, doesn't it?
It's like every other car is a freaking Prius.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing in traffic while I'm saying my lines out loud. I'm like, oh, there's another Prius. There goes another one. They're not a bad-looking car.
Yeah.
I actually like them. If not every single person had one, maybe I would buy one. But the fact that everybody has one, it just makes it.
And they mark the price up when there's a big demand for them, you know?
Of course.
And that sucks. I mean, when you go to buy a car, you want to get it less than sticker, not above sticker.
Oh, exactly.
And, you know, I just don't understand why people go crazy. And it happens in Southern California all the time. I remember when the Mazda Miata came out. I mean, for months before it came out, people already ordered them and they were sold out.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then a few months later, you could get them for peanuts, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that drives me nuts. That's with anything, you know, like even MacBooks, you know, the price we paid for Apple products, you know, a year, 2 years ago, or when they first come out versus, you know, when they're a year old, the price goes so low compared to the initial
Yes, that's
price.
How technology is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the iPhone now. You can get an iPhone 3 for about $50 or something, you know?
Wow.
Some of them probably give it away for free. But, but talking about the iPhone, the new one's coming out October 4th, or at least it'll be announced.
Ooh,
and
are you going to get
iPhone
it?
iPhone 5. Yeah, in fact, I'm due for an upgrade, so I'll probably get it, you know.
Sweet, that's awesome.
I'm sure my son's going to figure out how to get one, too, because he's got to have a new phone every time one comes out. He must have had four
like
different phones already. Now he's got the 3D phone, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you can actually take video in 3D.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That is really cool. I've seen that. But it's just so funny. I'm very old-fashioned when it comes to phones. Mine is like literally, I think it cost me one penny. Seriously. You know, they're just trying to get them off the shelves. It's one penny, you know, super cheap a month. Awesome.
Yeah.
Which
I like. No, that's the way to go. I mean, look, You know, I don't use any of the features on my phone other than the phone and the texting.
Yeah. You know? A lot of people do, though, you know, yeah. And I think I'm the type that I would just get too addicted.
Yeah.
And the point of me having a phone that doesn't even have internet on it is so that I can, you know, eventually when I'm not around my computer, I can escape and have a little bit of privacy. Just a little bit. You know, that's always nice.
Yeah.
I recommend it to everyone.
And then you have all these guys texting you all day, right?
Oh, my gosh. It has been pretty bad. Oh, my God. I have to share it with you one text, but give me a second.
Okay.
This was last night. A friend of mine, a friend that's trying to be more than a friend, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Where did he go? It was so gay. All right. You guys are all going to crack up. Ready? I feel like a plant that needs watering and sunshine.
Oh, my God. And you're reading this to the world?
Yeah.
This guy's going to
Hey, I'm not
himself.
Saying who it is. And then he goes, are you both? Kiss. I'm like, why are you? First of all, he's British, so that's why he does the kiss, okay? Uh-huh. And then he writes, though, I want to kiss you. Your lips taste like lemon or melon. Your lips taste like melon. Dude, you've never even kissed my lips. How would you know what my lips taste like?
That's what he's imagining. You see, I told you guys already plan on being married once they see you, you know?
That's hysterical.
It's like, this is my wife. This is going to be my wife.
I had to share that, though. I was laughing my ass off at that.
Yeah.
You know, my responses to that stuff, I'm horrible, but I'm like, ew. You know, EW, ew. And then he just keeps doing it. It's kind of funny.
Well, maybe you have that effect on guys, you know?
Yeah, right. Except for the ones I'm actually interested in, you know? And you never hear from those ones. Where are you guys?
Isn't that how it always works, you know?
Always.
Yeah. That's
Always.
Funny.
Anyway.
Yeah. Did you watch 2.5 Men last night?
No, but I watched the first one. Did it live up to its expectations?
It was pretty funny.
Okay, because we talked about that. The first one was huge. I loved it.
Yeah.
28 million viewers.
I know. They had a lot. And, you know, but still, I mean, you're watching them and you go, is he really worth $700,000 an episode? You know?
Is that how much he's making?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's the highest paid actor on sitcoms today.
Oh, my God.
Even
gosh.
Though he's making about half of what Charlie Sheen did.
Oh, isn't that insane? Well, that could show you, I mean, because Charlie Sheen was the highest paying as well. So, you know, I don't blame him for asking, you know, for that much, considering what Charlie Sheen was getting paid.
Yeah.
Not
only that, but I think they needed somebody good desperately, you know. And
once
they locked in on Ashton, it was like, well, you know, probably like we'll pay him whatever he wants.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
You know, so yesterday what they introduced is a new bent on the show, and that is the maid.
Okay.
She's going to be like a live-in now.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so she's moving in. And now the whole thing is that she's hot over Ashton Kutcher now.
Nice.
So she constantly is thinking these things in her
That's
mind.
Funny. That's funny. But wait, really what funny. Happened to the original maid? There was a lady there. She's very heavy. Like,
yeah, that's the one.
She's still on.
Yeah, she's still on.
Oh, so it's she's just in love. She's now
yeah,
in love.
Yeah, they
with
just
Ashton.
Introduced the fact that now she's going to move in.
I see.
And that she's got the hots for him.
That's hysterical. Yeah. Okay, because I would have been so upset if she was like no longer on the show. She's phenomenal.
No, she's the funniest, I think, of all of them.
Yeah,
you
she's
know?
Great.
She's got some really funny lines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm excited. Well, don't spoil all of it because I haven't seen it yet. I have to see it.
Did you record it?
Yes. Oh, yes. Of course.
Good.
So I'll probably watch that today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Whenever time allows.
Yeah, but it was pretty funny. I liked the show.
Yeah. So, did he get naked at all again? I can know that.
He was in a towel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's just funny. You know how the first episode was like he was naked the whole time.
The whole time.
So I'm just wondering if they're going to really play that up a lot or, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice to have once in a blue moon, but don't overdo it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, yeah. So that's it with the iPhone. Oh, did you know that the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor is beginning today?
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? That's so funny that you mentioned that because I have been, that crossed my mind recently. You know, you hear his songs on the radio all the time
right.
still. And I was wondering what really was the update with that. So what's going on?
So they're suing him because he provided Michael with this... what's it called? Propofol, I guess.
Okay.
And it's an anesthetic. And I guess it's used to sleep, to help you sleep.
Sure.
And that ended up killing Michael Jackson.
But how long was Michael Jackson using that? Was it literally something he had just prescribed and that made the immediate death of Michael Jackson? Or he had been using it over the course of like months, years?
I would imagine he probably had been using it for a while. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think it was the first time that he did it or anything.
Because this whole case, I have a feeling, is going to be just very disturbing for me, at least.
Yeah.
Because you think, you know, I mean, you got to, in a way, feel bad for the doctor. I mean, doctors are, no matter what, practicing, you know, and so they make their best judgment. So obviously, you know, you just never know. I mean, of course, there is the chance that he purposely tried to kill Michael Jackson, but why the hell would he do that?
No, I don't think this was. I don't think it's about being murder. I think it's more like manslaughter.
Okay.
You know? Or whatever they're gonna blame him in. Yeah. But the thing is, I don't think he deliberately did this, but I think it was reckless for him to give Michael Jackson an anesthetic that he can administer himself. You know, that's weird. I mean, how many people do that?
Right.
You know.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I'm going to definitely follow the trial. I'm kind of curious, but it just brings back, it's kind of sad, you know, then you think about Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. We all miss him.
Yeah.
But I feel bad kind of for the doctor, honestly. But I don't know the whole story.
Exactly.
So.
You don't know. So we'll see what happens, you know. Mm-hmm. But they're saying they would convict him of involuntary manslaughter if he was found guilty.
Can you imagine? So, I want to hear what he has to say. I don't know. For some reason, I'm just leaning towards feeling bad for the doctor.
Yeah.
You know, because can you imagine? I mean, out of the goodness of your heart, you're trying to help people. Yeah. And he had probably no bad, I don't know, he had no bad intentions.
Yeah.
And then for Michael
but
Jackson
But we don't
to die,
know that, you know.
We
I
don't
mean,
know
maybe
that.
Maybe Michael
right.
gave him a lot of money for it and, you know, and he did it for the money.
But again, maybe he did do it for the money, but that was, you know, Michael Jackson possibly brought. You just don't know the whole story. Michael Jackson
obviously
isn't
not,
even here to defend himself or to even defend the doctor, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I don't know if it's going to be televised or not, like the OJ trial.
Mm-hmm.
But, what's her name?
Casey
Anthony.
Oh,
right.
My God. What did you think about that one, by the way?
That one was crazy. That one was a crazy case.
Did you think she was guilty?
Yeah, I thought she was guilty, but I also thought that the trial wasn't presented well enough. So I think the jurors, you know, I mean, whatever they decided, that was the decision, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. But no, I felt she was guilty. I mean, everything she did just pointed to her guilt.
Right. Me too. I think the main deciding factor was that the jury couldn't handle saying that she was guilty without the true evidence of, like,
right.
Because they didn't have any actual
no hard evidence at all.
Yeah. Evidence, blood, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Interesting. I get so into that stuff, though, because you know, it's just like the Law and Order shows. I love detective type stories, and especially if it's based on a true story. That's why, like, I'm addicted to Lifetime movies.
Oh, really?
Lifetime always has the crazy stories based on true stories, real life situations.
Right.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
They're always so sick and demented. That might be why I'm so messed up in the head. Yeah. Possibly. Because I enjoy that stuff so much. The crazier, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, moving on.
That's
Have
funny.
You been to the Tim Burton exhibit yet at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art?
No, we actually saw that. Well, we didn't really go in, but we saw it at the Metropolitan in New York.
Oh, yeah, because it was in New York. I think it was at the MoMA.
Yeah.
MoMA Theater in New York. Yeah. Not theater.
Oh, was
museum.
It the MoMA? Yeah, at the MoMA. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Contemporary.
Yeah, because it's been around a long time.
Yeah. And it's, it's pretty cool. I mean, I don't really appreciate his stuff, you know, but I respect
nice.
The fact.
How nice. I'm kidding.
No, I mean, it doesn't interest me, you know, like
sure.
Nightmare
oh,
Before
it, yeah.
Christmas
sure.
and all that. That doesn't really do anything for me. But, I mean, I can see his unique style, you know. I mean, obviously, he's considered an artist if they're featuring his stuff in the museum.
He's a brilliant animator.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it yet, so I think I'm going to check it out this weekend. I think it ends around October 31st, so...
So you've got some time.
Oh, yeah, I have time, but I really want to do it this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm like, for me, he sold me when it came to Edward Scissorhands. I've been a fan ever since,
really?
You know? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That show's movie's brilliant.
Yeah.
Everything.
You see, I can't relate to weird movies, you know?
You're just not a weird person.
I guess not, you know? I need to be a little more flexible in my movies,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. Normally, I'm not into that stuff either, but, you know, Tim Burton is just, he's on a whole nother level, and I truly appreciate and love his work.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check it out this weekend or next. Kind of excited. Everybody, you can check it out at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets are not very expensive, so
probably
go for
not.
It.
Yeah, it's a...
But you do have to pay something.
It's going
to
be at the LACMA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is the contemporary art in L.A.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Now,
check it out.
Oh, his wife is Helena Bonner or something, right?
And, I'm clueless.
She is. Yeah, here, let me look it up. But she's so weird, man.
Is she?
She's in all the weird movies, you know. Helena Bonham Carter, okay. And yeah, like in, she had that little weird character in what's the latest movie?
Oh yes, yes, it's exactly who I thought you were talking about. Yeah. I couldn't remember.
She's like the weirdo, you know.
Well, she was on what was the most recent movie that like won all the Oscars last year? It
yeah,
was,
I forget that.
Oh my God, crap!
Alice in Wonderland.
Well, that's not the one I'm talking about.
Oh.
Crap! Everyone listening is thinking we're retards right now. We are so stupid. One second, I'm gonna find out.
Yeah, well, we'll figure it out. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay not to know.
Yeah, that's
Steph,
true.
You know,
I mean, I know.
It's all right.
I
you
have
know,
to know everything,
understand.
Sam.
I know, but you know, you get on the radio and stuff, and it's
the
hard.
King's Speech.
Yes,
the King's Speech
yes,
won literally everything.
Yes, she was in that. Yeah.
She's great. I love her.
Yeah, she's a great actress, but she always plays these weird parts. You know, I think that's why they're attracted to each other.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I did not realize they were together.
Yeah. Yeah.
They make a perfect couple.
Yeah.
She's very different. And that's I love that. That's what I'm attracted to as well.
Really?
You see her at the Oscars and she's not in her the typical gown that everyone else is in. You know, she's in very theatrical, costumey type wear.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, she's all about expressing herself and being different.
Uh-huh.
My kind of lady. My kind of chica.
Sounds good. So listen, so we need to analyze what you wrote on Facebook last night.
I knew you were going to bring this up.
Well, you know, you welcomed me to do it, so.
Well, yeah, I will share with you what I've been going through.
Okay.
This cannot be a midlife crisis, though. I'm only 24, right? Okay.
Right. But the fact of the matter is, let's simplify it for everyone. You feel that you need to be doing something all the time. You feel like you still don't have enough to do.
This is
and
like
that's after we
session.
Talked about
I love it. yes, Sam.
Yeah.
I always feel like I have to be doing something career oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just that, you know, I feel low if I don't see any progress or growth. So it's like I always constantly have to be growing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, you know, everybody has to take time off and just like literally relax. But even when I'm relaxing, like I'm still doing work. I'm like designing a website. That's me relaxing, designing a website. So I don't know. I don't know. And so, yeah, recently I've just been feeling in the last week or so, just this emptiness in my body.
Wow.
And I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, just before we really get deep into this, anyone listening, you guys can feel free to call in at any time.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't really announce that too much.
Yeah,
but
Steph just realized that she likes phone calls, so you guys should call in 323-203-0815. And while we're at it, why don't you go on Facebook, folks, and find the page for our show. It's Sam and Steph in the Morning, and please like the page because we just started it, and we can't sit there with 20 fans. Come on, guys.
Right, for sure.
Yeah.
Seriously. I just saw that, by the way. Facebook won't let me like it, so I need to delete people before I can like it.
Really? Even to like it, you can't? I mean, you can't like pages?
Isn't
like
that sad?
Wow,
no,
I thought that's separate from the friends.
Nope.
Wow.
It all kind of counts. It's all together, apparently, because they won't let me. They say I've reached my limit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, explain. I've just been feeling slightly empty, like something's missing in my life.
Yeah. So, but I think you mentioned something about feeling you're not doing enough. Is that true?
Well, I never feel like I'm doing enough, first of all.
Yeah.
That's just, I've always been like that.
But why is that? Do you think that's from childhood or something?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I've always, you know, well, my dad, you know, is a pretty successful businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the type, and I mean, I love my family.
Mm-hmm.
I had the best childhood ever, but he was definitely... he always says, and I live by it too. I say it all the time. You know, when you feel like you're working your hardest,
mm-hmm.
you work even more. You know, like you work your ass off, and even when you feel like you are working as hard as you could possibly work,
mm-hmm.
work a little more.
There it is. There
work
you go.
Work a little more.
That's where it's from.
I know. It's from. Thanks a lot, Dad. You know, he's installed this into my brain.
Yeah.
But even like when I was a little kid, before I ever even heard that from his mouth,
mm-hmm.
I was in so many different activities, you know,
mm-hmm.
just different things. So I was constantly moving.
Yeah.
So I just have to always be doing something. But that's
not
healthy.
Do you need that constant stimulation and that,
yeah,
you think?
But it's not healthy because we all need balance in our life.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's okay to be bored sometimes, too. You know, I think you're afraid of boredom, which I am, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I have 5 minutes, I'll pick up a book and start reading. You know,
mm-hmm.
I go crazy. I don't understand how people can wait for hours for something.
Sure.
You know, without doing anything.
Oh, gosh.
So,
no,
yeah, I can understand boredom and stuff. But the thing is that you're going to wear yourself down, you know, because
I know.
You need to balance everything in your life.
Well, I'm very restless, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I toss and turn all night long.
Wow.
It's just ridiculous. So, yeah, I think, you know, but I think that's just one of many reasons why I'm kind of feeling empty.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like it might be just you know, my life is very chaotic. I'm doing 10 different things.
Right.
Which that I love in so many ways. But there's just, I don't know, you have to, I don't know. I just had a brain fart, folks. I'm drifting away. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
What. Oh, no, now I know. I'm horrible.
It does happen sometimes.
Brain fart in and out. It came back to me. I just need something more consistent in my life.
Mm.
So...
And you're in an industry where there's a lot of uncertainty all the time.
Right.
You don't know what you'll be doing tomorrow.
Exactly.
Right.
Which, you know, in many ways, like, it really keeps me going.
Mm-hmm.
I love it in so many ways. I can't imagine doing anything else. But I do need something consistent in my life.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be occupation-wise, but, like, that's why I mentioned to you, I really kind of want a dog or a cat. Like, I want to get an animal, a pet.
Yeah.
Because I just want someone there.
So you feel some... you need some stability, too? Is that what
yeah.
you mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I have family out here, so I feel very grounded. And I feel... I mean, I could not be happier with, you know, the friends and the amazing people I have here.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, after I posted that on Facebook, because people listening, I posted, you know, do you ever go through, you know, feeling like everything's going perfect, but at the same time, you feel kind of empty. That's what I wrote. When I posted that, I seriously got about 30 messages, emails from different friends, just kind of, you know, saying, oh, you know, if you need ever want to talk, you know, I'm here for you. Or some people actually giving me, you know, what they think their reasoning behind it or what they feel it may be.
Right.
One person did actually mention, because I'm not a religious person.
Right.
So they thought it was like kind of lack of religion, which, you know, I appreciate all responses. I don't necessarily believe it's that, but they did also mention like maybe taking a yoga class or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been very anti-yoga because it just to me, it's too boring.
Slow, huh?
Yeah,
yeah.
Too boring and painful. But I do think that might be good for me, taking yoga or doing something like that.
It helps slow you down. And I think I need that too, but, I don't know. I can't really get into that stuff. You know?
It's hard to get into, but I think once you get into it, you're addicted. You know, it's like so great for your mind, you know?
Yeah.
Your
no,
body.
It's true, but I've learned how to relax. I mean, I can relax no problem, you know?
See, you're good then. I'm the messed up one.
Well, you know, I mean, it depends. It comes with experience, you know?
Right.
But I'm still very restless, you know? I mean, I have to... sometimes it's hard for me to read a book because I have to sit still. You know?
Right. Oh, it's impossible for me.
Yeah, but I love to read, so I manage to relax that way, you know.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, I mean, look, I can understand, you know. I mean, look, you know, people sometimes, I think, ultimately do look for someone to share their lives with and all this kind
sure.
of stuff, you know.
Well, then it got me thinking, oh, maybe it's just I want to be in a relationship or something.
Right.
But I truly, unless it's somebody I really like, I'm really not desperate for that.
Right.
I could live without it, you know.
Yeah. Then go ahead and get yourself a pet. I mean, who cares, you know?
Yeah, get a cat. Kitty cat.
Yeah. But you said you wanted a dog so you can take him places and stuff.
Right, but I'm like dogs, it's tricky, you know?
Yeah.
I'm kind of nervous with a dog. I want to have a dog so badly.
Too demanding. Maybe start off with
it's
a cat.
It's like having a child.
Yeah. So start off with a cat and see how that goes, you know?
Yeah, we'll see. I think I'm gonna.
Yeah, I mean, you could get fish, but fish don't cut it.
Oh, that's nothing, yeah. That's like just useless, a useless pet. I grew up, like literally every week, I think I had a new fish. They wouldn't last more than a week with me.
Really?
Yeah, what is up with that?
I don't know. Maybe you're not good with fish.
I know. Same with hermit crabs. Have you ever had a hermit crab?
No, never had.
Oh, my gosh. They are awesome because when they grow, they leave their shell. And, you know, they're like naked, kind of walking out of that shell.
Uh-huh.
And then they walk into another shell that's bigger.
Oh, really?
I used to love it. I would just stare at my hermit crab until he would move into the next shell.
Really?
Yeah, it's so weird.
And where's the next shell from?
Well, you
from a bigger one?
As the owner, as the mother of these hermit crabs, my responsibility was to provide that shell. So
oh,
in
really?
The cage, you have, you know, little, you know, bigger shells so that they can kind of grow into them.
I see.
Seriously, I once had a hermit crab that was like bigger than my hand.
Wow.
A huge hermit crab.
Really?
Kind of freaky when they get that big, honestly.
It is. I mean, it's such a random thing to have, though. You know?
It is. Well, you know, like, I don't know. It was the thing. When I was a kid, hermit crabs were the thing, you know?
Really?
Every summer, you go to the beach, you buy 5 hermit crabs. That's what I did. And it's a cheap pet, too, especially, you know, for your parent, any parents.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, okay, fine. If that's going to keep you occupied, I'll buy you a few hermit crabs in a little cage with sand. Yeah, they're awesome.
That's funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you can figure out whatever pet you want, you know, go ahead. But remember, it is a commitment, you know.
Right, right.
With a guy, you can just get up and leave. But with an animal, it's harder than that.
Exactly. No, it's true. It's like having a kid. Yeah. That's another reason why I'm nervous. But it's like, I shouldn't be. I mean, that's, you know, maybe I have commitment issues. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, do you want the responsibility?
I don't know. A cat I can definitely handle.
Yeah.
I can handle a cat. Dogs, I'm not quite sure. Yeah. It's funny, though. It's refreshing, you know, when you do post. I rarely, rarely post something on Facebook that's kind of emotional or
personal,
that.
Yeah.
I keep it pretty business-like or just smart-ass remarks. Mm-hmm. But it's really refreshing, you know, when you hear other people responding to it, you know. And it makes you realize, you know, you're not alone. Everybody goes through this. We're all human. We all kind of go through these same thoughts and feelings one time or another, you know.
Yeah,
sometime.
Absolutely. Yeah, we all go through that. And we're social animals. We need people around us.
Right.
And some people need relationships more than others. And but this is cool because, you know, you're independent. You're able to determine which way you want your life to go. And, yeah, you're not desperate. Maybe you do have commitment issues, but we'll have to get to know you better before we analyze that.
I know, seriously. Sheesh. So I did check out an article, though, about, like, 6 surprising stress relievers or fixes. And one of them, which I actually already knew this, but it's kissing.
Really?
Yeah.
That relaxes a person.
Yeah. Kissing, smooching spontaneously is a stress reliever.
Wow.
And their reasoning behind it is that kissing relieves stress by creating a sense of connection, you know?
Mm.
Connection to another person, which that automatically releases endorphins. So the chemicals that counteract stress and depression are endorphins.
Uh-huh.
So kissing.
So they're released by kissing.
Yes.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah, kind of neat, which I've noticed, you know, I enjoy kissing.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and sell kisses for $1, you know?
Yeah, seriously. But not that kind of kiss. Like, pecks are not a stress reliever.
Yeah.
I'm talking making out, hardcore making out.
Yeah, like
tongue
petty.
Action. Yeah, it really is a stress reliever.
Yeah.
But the problem with just kissing and making out with somebody is, you know, no matter what, one person is going to have more feelings than the other.
Well, that's in any relationship, too. It's not just the kissing part, I think.
Right.
You know, I think there's always in a relationship one who loves more than the other.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
because it can be just equal, but it doesn't mean the relationship is bad, you know.
Right.
It's just that sometimes it is skewed like that. So.
Yeah, but it's just like I think it's very hard to find somebody else that you both like each other, but you don't want to be in a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody always wants, you know, wants more.
Yeah.
Somebody always wants more.
Yeah.
So that can be difficult.
And with you, it's always the other.
Well,
the
no, it could be either way with me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, you know. Recently, I have not in the last year even been close enough to a guy and hung out with a guy enough to really even consider a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, my extent of it has been 2 to 3 weeks, you know, shkabang, enjoy, and then it just kind of disappears and fades out.
Really?
Yes.
So what is it? Do you get bored with them or what is it?
I don't know. Here's the thing. Sometimes, you know, I will say most of the time it's me that just kind of, either just gets bored or the problem is, like, I can get attracted to somebody very quickly initially. But then the more I get to know someone, the more I end up not liking them.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting.
A lot of the time.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, especially in this city, Los Angeles, Hollywood, they're just very all about themselves, very stingy and greedy. Mind you, though, the guys that I've met recently, like, they have, I mean, they're so sweet. They've spoiled me so much, and they're great. But something, I don't know, I get turned off very quickly from just the stupidest, smallest thing. At the same time, there have been times where I have been interested in a guy, and it hasn't been mutual.
Oh, wow.
So
that,
you know,
has happened.
Of course. You know,
yeah.
We're all human.
Yeah.
We can't force anything. But those guys are just crazy, you know? Those guys are just crazy. I can't even think of who. I don't know. I know it's happened. I can't think of who right now.
Yeah.
I'd like to call them out, though. This is random, though. I got a weird phone call yesterday.
Uh-huh.
From a guy that I had kind of dated for about a week. Not a week. That's horrible. That sounds so sad. What is wrong with me, people? We dated for like maybe a few weeks. Okay. A few weeks. And then we kept in touch for like months and months on end. But every time I'd hang out with him, I just would realize this guy is just such a... He's just not a nice person.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you know, you hear him how he interacts with other people, and I'm just thinking he's just a lot of bullshit. He lies a lot.
Wow.
He talks a lot
that
of smack,
sucks,
and
man.
You know the way he talks about his friends in front of me. It's like, well, what are you talking? You know, what are you saying about me behind my back?
Mm.
So I ended up just kind of. This is so childish, but I deleted him from Facebook. This was maybe like a month ago or so.
Yeah.
I just thought, I don't really want this person in my life. Like, this guy, the last time we hung out was just not cool. He said some things where I was just kind of caught off guard and thought, you know, you're a pretty shallow dick.
Right.
And they weren't things necessarily to do with me in particular, but just him.
Yeah.
And I don't like those kind of people in my life. Anyway, though, I got a voicemail from him last night.
Uh-huh.
So... I don't know what to do. What would you do? I don't want to even respond. I don't want to talk to him. It was just a generic voicemail.
You're like a black widow, man. You just devour these guys and move on.
Oh, no, no, no. That's horrible. I don't. But this guy was a total dick.
Yeah.
I don't like having
No, I'm not saying with everybody, you know,
yeah.
But...
No, no. There are some possible guys currently in my, you know, radar.
What about the guy with the Vegas deal? Are you still talking to him?
Well, kind of. speaking of which, he owes me a dinner. So he actually, this is so funny. I'm going to get in so much trouble with this radio show because I'm like digging into all these
gotta
things.
But you got to filter it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't talk about anything you feel.
Right.
Yeah,
and I don't say names.
Later.
Oh, I never say names. Oh, I would never say anything I'd regret.
Right.
No regrets, you know. But no, with Vegas Boy, he left me a very sweet email, or not email, voicemail last week, really being apologetic and, you know, wanting to make it up to me and blah blah blah. So he wants to, you know, make it up to me over dinner.
Mm-hmm.
He actually wanted to do it that weekend. He called like on I don't know. Mid last week and wanted to do it that weekend. My weekend was just not going to work out. I had too many plans.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, you know, let me know when you're free next after Sunday.
Yeah.
So he owes me a phone call probably today.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see.
Yeah.
But you know, I will definitely hang out with him. Like, he was fun and he's a cool guy.
Yeah. Well,
it
sounds
I'm
like even your social life is hectic, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
You're doing so many different things.
I know. Well, that's what gets overwhelming, you know? You have...
Yeah.
I like to have a lot of people in my life, but it does sometimes get overwhelming just keeping in touch with everybody.
Yeah.
So I like to just have, like, my closest friends, you know, a handful of them, and then... The rest, you know, you talk to as much as you can.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're all busy people. It's not just me. I mean, they're busy too. Mm. Vegas guy is like doing 100 things as well. So it's very hard for us. Like, I don't know if there would ever be a possible way of us actually being in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We're just both of our schedules are too chaotic.
Yeah, that's true. Well, maybe that works out, you know?
Right.
I mean, maybe you just find some time that.
Well, yeah. At the same time, when you really like somebody, you make time for them.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. Plus, you don't want them calling you every day and texting you, so it's kind of a good thing when
he's
busy, right?
I know. I feel so bad for the guy I was venting about yesterday, that I totally said was so boring.
Yeah, the negative guy.
I'm really hoping he did not hear that show. Because he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he's super hot. I'm just trying, you know.
Yeah.
Super hot guy. But, you know, why is it the hot guys? The hotter you are, the less personality you have.
Maybe because they're into themselves too much, you know?
Right, right.
And they don't really care what's going on with other people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you go out with someone who's self-centered, it's hard, you know, because it's like you want to talk about you too. You want them to be curious about you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they just talk about themselves and stuff, it's boring. It's boring. Nobody
it's true.
Wants to hear that.
I know. But then again, it's like, what have I been doing for the last hour? Talking about myself. That's horrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to hell.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh, man. So I wanted to discuss, you've heard of Amanda Knox, right? She's this pretty girl, American girl, who's being tried for murder in Italy.
And okay. I think I have heard of her. I'm so bad when it comes to news. Jesus.
Yeah.
Tell me, though.
But no, the story was that she had an Italian boyfriend, and I guess her roommate, who was British, was found murdered in an apartment. And so there are three people that have been suspected in doing this, and there's one guy who's already serving like 26 years in jail, and then Amanda Knox and her former boyfriend now are appealing theirs because they were convicted
really?
As well. Yeah. So they're appealing this, and you know, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but they're trying to discredit the DNA and all that that's going on with that. So, but let me tell you, man, she is hot, man. You know this? It's like you get conflicted because you want to believe that they're innocent because they're so hot, you know?
That is horrible,
just like with Casey Anthony, you know? She wasn't too bad either. But it's like, you know, you look at them and you go, could she have murdered someone, you know?
Of course she could. You know? Women are vicious, but here's the, you know...
They were saying it was like a sex game. They were in the middle of sex game and it went awry, you know, so...
I'll have to look into that one because I'm not super familiar with it. Honestly, I try to stay away from all that stuff because it just, like, ends up hyping me out even more.
Really?
But just what you said, you know, about how, you know, she's hot, you would hate to think she'd kill somebody... It's so true that, you know, the prettier you are, the easier, in a way, life is, or the easier you get away with things quicker.
Right.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Or if you have a really good personality, but looks, you know, looks just really help people out.
They really do.
It's so sad, but it's true.
Do you find it opening doors for you?
Well, I don't really consider myself super hot, honestly.
Oh, come on.
No. I'm okay.
You're okay.
For me, it's my... I have an amazing personality, Sam.
I see. Okay, so that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
For me, though, I definitely have had situations where even, like, you know, getting pulled over by a police car or whatever, I think I got out of much easier than anyone else would have.
Yeah.
Nothing serious, though. I mean, just, you know, a parking ticket or, you know, I was talking on my phone one time. Which, you know, you guys don't do that. Don't text or call, you know, call people when you're driving.
Yeah.
It's really, really bad. You shouldn't do it. I'm
texting
such a hypocrite.
Is really bad, you know, because then you have to look elsewhere. You know, with the phone, you can still kind of like focus on the driving, but not with texting, you know.
Yeah, but it's true just in general with being, you know, good looking. I have definitely noticed, you know, a lot of times just crossing paths with certain people who happen to be in the industry. And because of the way perhaps I look, you know, they want to meet up and discuss a possible film gig, you know. they more so just want to screw, you know, screw the girl. That's what it is. But, you know, I take it with a grain of salt. I'm very cautious with that stuff. But at the same time, I definitely enjoy meeting people and will meet, you know, if I think it's somebody worth meeting and hanging out with.
Yeah. No, I definitely feel that, you know, beautiful women have it a lot easier, you know. And because everybody loves a beautiful woman, you know. Even women like beautiful women, you know.
Sure.
So, you know, go figure. But that's Amanda Knox, and we'll see what's going to happen, you know.
Yeah, I'll have to read up on that a little more.
Yeah. I mean, I'd hate to think of her in jail for so many years, you know.
But, oh, so if she was ugly, though, you wouldn't care.
Yeah. I'm so shallow, aren't I?
Yeah. Come on, Sam. That's horrible. Horrible.
Oh, man.
She's ugly. Who gives a shit? She's hot, though? No, she can't go to jail. She's innocent. You know, though, there are some pretty... You know, there's a difference between being... I don't know. Like, I try to be sexy and classy, but a lot of people are... There's just a huge difference. Usually the people that are the prettiest girls I've ever seen are also the most insecure, you know, and they're trying to show themselves off in the most skimpiest outfits and you know, but the things that come out of their mouth. You know, I've been to auditions where I'm, like, hearing these girls talk about, oh, my God, I just ate a chocolate bar and I broke a nail and, you know, my boyfriend is this and this and that and that. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
I think that's why I don't really have many girlfriends or any at all.
Yeah.
Well, I do have girlfriends, but they're mostly on the East Coast,
right.
You know?
Right, yeah.
Because it's just very hard to meet girls here, especially that, I don't know, they're that aren't, like, OMG. OMG.
Oh, man, oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's a problem in L.A., you know. I mean, because people move here from everywhere, and there's all kinds of characters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they all bring their shit with them. And, you know, it's like you have to... You have to be careful, like you said. You know, I mean, you can't just take people the way they are. You have
sure.
to really spend some time with them and see what they're about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not all about looks, because once you get over that, then you have to deal with the personality.
Exactly, and that's not only it. Like, actually, I had a little, I don't know, somebody who did not know me, truly know me, said something really rude to me one time through in an email, and I kept it just to kind of remind myself. But he said, you know, you're something along the lines of, you know, your looks will, you know, eventually you age. Your looks only last so long. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to have after that?
Right.
Now, I thought, clearly this guy doesn't know me, because I work my ass off constantly. You know, I don't rely on my looks to get work. But a lot of girls do. Or we, you know, a lot of pretty girls are screwed when they hit 30, 40, 50 years old, because they are so focused on their looks, you
right,
know?
Right, yeah.
And God forbid, like, at one point I was also, you know? And
yeah.
when you focus on that so much, it's like, well, eventually, you know, your beauty is going to fade.
Yeah,
or, you know,
and then
you're
going to
get older.
Start all the surgery and all that, and then they look like monsters, you know?
Yeah, you have to have other things in your life that keep you grounded and happy. Like, looks should not be a priority. I mean, we all, you try to look your best, obviously, and be healthy, but... We all age. You
right,
know, it's
yeah.
not something we can control.
No, definitely not. And on that note, Steph, we are out of time. So I have the right outro now. So
nice.
I apologize for that. And okay, so we'll see you all tomorrow.
Yes, later.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.